Hey everybody, it's Aaron here from The Spotlight. Thanks for tuning in and listening to some of our episodes. You can hear new episodes of The Spotlight every week on Acaville Radio. We're at acaville.org. You can catch us in the Apple App Store or on TuneIn Radio. And if you're a member, you can hear back episodes of all of our shows anytime you want. Check out membership information over at acaville.org. Thanks so much. You're listening to community-supported Acaville Radio, streaming a cappella around the clock at acaville.org. Acaville, the only place where drums are replaced by boots and cats. I'm delighted to be joined in the spotlight this episode with Straighter Road. Hey guys, welcome.
Thank you.
So talk a little bit about, for folks who may not know Straighter Road, let's start with the origin story. Where did this all get started?
Well, we're from the Seattle area. Two of us are married.
One that of would us be me.
Wait, okay, to each other?
There was sort of a long pause while we all tried to figure out who it was, apparently, in the room.
One of us is a child of that marriage.
Excellent. Yes.
And we'd been in groups before. I'd been in a group before and had not done it for a while and was just going, man.
Just itching to do it some more.
Why aren't we doing this? So originally we sent out, I contacted Diane, who I went to high school with.
Wow.
My dad was the
choir
director.
Just a couple
director.
Years ago.
Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
My dad was the choir director at that high school, and Diane got on board, and she's a very outgoing person. So she threw out a bunch of stuff. And
it's convenient to characterize her when she's the only one without a microphone.
Right.
By the way, well done on that.
And,
yes. Right.
And shortly thereafter, Diane got a hold of Lynn, who we also went to high school with. Yep. So three of
That's
us
amazing.
Are high school mates. And originally it was going to be a larger gospel choir.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like standard three-part harmony gospel with a rhythm section and all that. And we auditioned for a long time.
Really?
And it just couldn't come together. And
because of the numbers? It was just hard to get that size?
It was hard to get people, you know, because it's easy to say, oh, we want to do this. Like for my personality, I'm a perfectionist, I guess, and getting people that were partly committed. You know how that is.
Right.
Any group that.
Right.
So it just weeded itself out. And we didn't really venture into the a cappella world until about a year ago.
Oh, interesting.
We have a little four-song EP. Two of the songs have instrumental tracks to them.
Huh.
But we decided, you know, let's do a cappella because it's cool. And it's really hard and it's challenging.
Absolutely.
So we kind of that's kind of where we're at here.
And are you guys, so as an intact group, were you all in the sort of pre-a cappella and post-a cappella iteration of the group? Have you all been together since the initial formation?
Jerry was the last to join us. Mm-hmm.
We've been together almost 3 years now.
About 3 years, yeah.
Oh, okay. And for folks who were not part of the triumvirate of high school people or the triumvirate of people in the same family, how did you come by the group?
Well, I knew Lynn through our church. We went to church together, and they were looking for a tenor to fill in, to come and fill the spot. So I just came to kind of listen in, and I've been listening in ever since. I keep coming back to practices. And they keep letting me come
back. I was going
to
say, they keep changing the location and not telling you
anything. Yeah, but I find him.
Okay, excellent. All right.
He doesn't know I GPS his phone. I know exactly.
Perfect, perfect. How about for you?
Well, I know the gal that was intern at Elias High School, and so that's how I got connected. She said they had a couple of guys that were singing the bass part, but they could use someone with a little bit lower range.
Correct.
Yeah. And so that's when I came
Chris
in.
Does.
And the stuff we were doing early on was really, really high.
Oh, wow.
And I complained long and hard enough that Kevin started actually arranging music that I could sing.
Because in gospel voicing, there's no bass. There's tenor,
right.
Alto,
right.
He was
stuck singing in the sky.
I was singing little C and above.
And complaining every single
much.
Day. And
it was way too much.
So the squeaky bass gets the grease? So you're saying that? Is that? That makes sense. I can see that.
Yeah.
Talk about the recording. You mentioned that you did the four-song sort of demo EP, and it sounds like it's kind of the teaser or the warm-up for an album
Correct.
To be coming.
Which we are working on now this summer, hopefully to come out Christmas time.
Nice.
Hopefully.
Are you anticipating that the album will also be both accompanied and a cappella tune?
Mostly a cappella, but we have a few tracks that turned out pretty good with instruments, so, you know, you got to
do it. Yeah, absolutely.
But
you got the good stuff.
Pretty much all the arrangements we're working on thus forward are the a cappella. You know.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to Straighter Road. Let's hear them do a tune. Here they are with God Has a Way.
So don't be discouraged, and don't ever doubt, 'cause God has a way of working it out.
Two, three, four.
God has a way of working it out. Everything that you're worried about. So don't be discouraged and don't ever doubt. 'Cause God has a way of working it out. The pressures of life are too hard for you. When you feel forsaken, nobody knows what you're going through. And just when you think you
can't take it anymore,
God will always open a door.
Yes, he will.
Oh, God has a way of working it out. Everything that you're worried about. So don't be discouraged and don't ever doubt. 'Cause God has a way of working it out.
Well, I know you feel broken hearted. It's taking a downward spin. Oh, God's gonna do what he promised. 'Cause his word declares that we're gonna win.
Working it out. Whoa, everything that you're worried about. So don't be discouraged and don't ever doubt. 'Cause God has a way.
Sounded great. Nice job. Well done.
Early. It's early.
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a good disclaimer for everyone that's listening.
We hope to be at our peak about 9 o'clock tonight.
Perfect.
Yeah. If you really want to hear what we sound like, buy the album.
There you go. A marketer at heart. Well done. Well done. How do you do rep selection? You know, even kind of within the universe of Praise Appella, there's just a ton to choose from. Mm. How do you determine kind of what's in the Straighter Road wheelhouse?
I guess I'm the principal arranger. And just, you know, you just sit, like anybody who arranges, you sit there and you hear something, start singing it. Oh, this would be cool. And I have a strong background in jazz. Mm-hmm. So that formulates... Even when I don't think it's jazz, I'll do a song that there's no jazz in this, guys. Oh, yes, there is. It's all, so you play it for someone else who doesn't have that.
Right.
It's jazzy, you know. So all of our stuff more has that slice of
some jazz. Sevenths and ninths in there.
You know, exactly, and elevenths and thirteenths and
right.
All that stuff.
Right.
As it goes up, we run out of numbers eventually, but I think it stops at 13.
What was the decision behind wanting to do the 4-song demo and get that out in advance of doing the album?
Elia, tell them about that.
Well, we knew that we were coming to Harmony Sweepstakes.
Sure.
And so we thought that would be a good opportunity to release kind of what we like to sing before we come out with the whole meal deal.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we had to raise some funds to, you know, finish up a good studio.
Yeah, it's an expensive process to do,
whole,
for sure.
Yeah, the whole full-blown album. So we have a lot of songs to keep arranging before the full thing's done.
Right.
But we're working on it. We're getting there.
Did you have a sense at the beginning of the process about which four you wanted to highlight on that as you were singing through them?
Well, as we had our gospel songs already arranged and everything that were pretty three-part gospel-y, we already had those mm-hmm. done. So mm-hmm. those are the ones with the kick-in track and everything. So yeah. we had those, and we're like, we can't just abandon those.
Those for sure are going, right, yeah.
And then we had our songs picked for Harmony Sweepstakes and everything, so we started recording some of those, and those turned out really good. So those are the ones that we kind of had already.
That form the core of the four mm-hmm. that are there.
Yeah.
How do you – so targeting a Christmas release, I assume – this is not your day jobs. Is that no, that
correct.
Fair?
Correct.
So how do you balance pushing towards, not only pushing towards sweeps, and I want to talk about sweeps in the second half of our time together, but in the recording, that's also a pretty big time commitment as well, including the fundraising that you mentioned earlier and all the things that go along with that. How do you balance those commitments along with family and life and all the things that are going on?
I sent my family away.
Perfect. Some sort of a cappella internment camp that you sent them to where they
something
could, yeah.
like that. Yeah. Called the Job Corps, actually.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
The Job Corps. So for me, it's actually fairly easy, but yeah, mm-hmm. the rest of you can speak to it.
Well, we usually have rehearsals every Tuesday. Absolutely, for sure. And then we try to have quarterly, we call them retreats, out at our house where we record, mm-hmm. and we spend an entire Saturday. We start at 10 and go to 4, and we do recording or whatever. That's how we usually get that done. And sometimes an evening or something after work, but mostly we just keep those regularly scheduled and record that way.
Okay. And definitely over this summer, as anyone who records knows, it's a lot of work to really get it excellent. So there will be a lot of learning of new it'll be a busy summer,
mm-hmm.
and we're blessed to have a recording studio in our house. It's
pretty
nice, and so we live about an hour and a half away from everyone else, so they drive up.
That's
normally
nice,
we do all the driving
well.
But
right,
yeah, they come up for
we direction. Can't complain because yeah. every week he drives an hour and a half down to our direction once
right.
a week, so we're willing to sacrifice once a quarter.
That's big of you, for sure. So it sounds like during the summer there may be more of these retreats
yes.
than quarterly to get all this stuff done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to hear more from Strader Road. We're going to talk more with them after the break. As we head out, let's hear them do one more tune. Here they are with Not Alone. We'll catch you on the other side. Stay with us.
The sleepless night, she's looking up and crying out, just a little child. Can you stop this hurting now? It's so quiet that she hears in the silence. His arms are holding you. His love will see you through. When you smile and you laugh, but you're faking, and you don't know how you're gonna make it. You feel so much pain, and you can't find your way. You're not alone. You're not alone. Ooh. Whoa. Plan ahead, unsure about the time left. Can't let these moments pass. Instead, she'll treasure what she has. And when it's quiet, she is in the silence. His arms are holding you. His love will see you through. When you smile and you laugh, but you're faking, and you don't know how you're gonna make it. You feel so much pain, and you can't find your way. You're not alone.
nada. Try not to cry, but to take it. All the stress and the hurt and the heartache. You may feel pain, but not as great as great as His name.
Listening to community-supported Acaville Radio, streaming a cappella around the clock at acaville.org. Acaville, where choir nerds are always at home.
That was the first half of our segment with this group on the Spotlight. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, more songs and all kinds of good stuff, become a member of Acaville. We're a nonprofit, and we rely on memberships to help keep the station going. You can find out all the details over at acaville.org. Members get lots of benefits, including listening to back episodes of many of our shows anytime you want, including this one. Check it out. Thanks so much.